You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Wednesday, August 26th, 2015, week 120 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Seska.
Let's get into some reviewed. Honestly, I think this is my favorite part.
I do like
this part. One and This Week in Movies in the Now, because it's like weird.
Yeah, such an odd thing.
Yeah, like
I like that part too, because I like to see how you describe a movie. Both for trailers I have seen and both for trailers I haven't seen.
You haven't seen, yeah.
Haven't, because it's funny, because to see what you think. And then it's also funny to see, like, I don't even know what that movie is. And then,
yeah, that's, I'm like, most of the time I'm like, this movie's coming out, like, why? Like, the Underdogs movie sounds so bizarre to me, with the foosball team.
Yeah. And, I still haven't seen that trailer, so the way you describe it is so.
I'm pretty sure it's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get into it.
Yeah, so I saw the movie The Wedding Ringer, which is that movie with Kevin Hart and Josh Gad, and he's
it's like the new Hitch. That's kinda what it seemed like.
Kind of. It's like a combination of Hitch, I Love You Man, because he doesn't have a best man or any friends. Is that a common thing? Like, people don't have friends, I guess. I don't know. And they need to find best men. I don't know. I guess that's the thing. But and then, like, Wedding Crashers. It's like a combination of those three ideas. Mm-hmm. But, like, not executed as greatly as those.
As any of those movies.
As any of those movies, really. But,
oh, no.
But, I mean, it's not a horrible movie. It's just, like, nothing.
Oh, wait. I remember. Okay, I did see a movie this week.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, basically he hires him to be his best man, and then he realizes he told his fiance he needs a whole wedding party. So it's like, he's got, like, 10 days to figure this all out. It's like, it seemed very ill-conceived. Mm-hmm. But, and then some of the parts were, like, rushed. But, like, the jokes were just okay. It's just, like, one of those movies that's just, like, goofy and out there. So, it's not a terrible movie. It's just one of those type of movies.
You described the movie I saw, like, to a T.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even have to review my movie after.
Exactly. So,
And I'm pretty sure the rating is probably going to be the same, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably give this movie, like, a 3. I mean,
3 out of 8.
3 out of 8.
For the 8 slices of pizza you normally get when you order a pizza.
Yes. So, I mean, it's not, like, I knew this movie wasn't, it was okay, but mm-hmm. I got what I expected, pretty much. So, okay. It's just, it's a forgettable movie, pretty much. But okay. It's not, like, poorly made and, like, so out there that it's ridiculous, but it's just okay.
I saw White House Down. Mm-hmm. With Jamie Foxx and Channing Tatum.
Yes.
Which is exactly the same, where it's, like, forgettable. Mm-hmm. Not that great. Really, like, corny jokes.
Yeah.
Just so dumb. It is so stupid.
Mm-hmm. When you're Jamie watching Fox this. Jamie Foxx is the president, right?
Jamie Foxx is the president with the Air Jordans. Yeah. He has his Air Jordan Fire Red 4s.
Yeah.
And Channing Tatum is, like, a guy who applied to be in the Secret Service but then was rejected or something. I don't mm-hmm. know. That made no sense. And he's, like, a cop with his daughter, and they go on a tour of the White House, and then, like, the Secret Service goes rogue and, like, tries to kill the president, and mm-hmm. they're hiding and stuff. And Channing Tatum has all this expertise on how to save the president, but his daughter is, like, taken hostage. Mm-hmm. It's so dumb. And it's, like, Maggie Gyllenhaal is in it, and I think one of the skinheads from Breaking Bad, I think he was in it, too.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure. Because he played a skinhead in this movie as well.
Yeah. Like, are you talking about the main skinhead?
I don't know. He had a mustache?
I think that's the same guy. I've seen that guy in other things, too.
As a skinhead?
No. Just in other things. Well, I see. So I'm assuming it's that guy.
Oh, and then the hacker dude from House of Cards was a hacker in this movie. It was very strange. And the fact that this movie came out, like, a few months or, like, around the same time as Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah. So that one must have been better.
That was very serious.
Because they got a sequel.
This one is not so serious.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
That's kind of like when Snow White came out in two different versions. One
it was
serious.
Mirror.
Yeah.
And
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Is that the? Oh yeah, it is the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same story. Wait, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because Mirror Mirror, it's the evil queen.
I'm trying to find the dude. I don't remember what he looks like. With, he doesn't have a mustache in any of his pictures. So
you remember his character name?
No. yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's the same guy.
Okay. Yeah, he's really the only skinhead that talked besides the other dude who wasn't a skinhead but had associations.
And then it's weird because, like, it turns out all these Secret Service agents were hired, like, recently, and they're the ones who went rogue, and it's like they all were anti, like, one of the dudes was a racist who was, like, against, I'm just going to say Barack Obama, because it was like,
mm-hmm.
Jamie Foxx was pretty much Barack Obama, except Jamie Foxx was, like, nerdier.
Nerdier, blacker.
Yeah, because he's like, he has to wear glasses to aim properly and stuff. It makes no sense. But he's also like, he used to smoke cigarettes, so now he's chewing Nicorette and stuff. Yeah. It's very strange. I was like, this movie's dumb. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
And then like you find out like the vice president is like there, and then the speaker of the house is like corrupt. It is such a dumb movie.
Jamie Foxx has been in a lot of not great movies recently, hasn't he?
Ever since Ray. I want to say ever since he was in Ray, so it was been his downfall.
He hit the top and he's like, I'll do everything.
Yeah.
I'll do the Andy movie. I'll do Spider-Man. I'll be crazy.
I forgot about that, too.
I'll do White House Down.
Yeah.
That's all I can think that he's done. But
so, yeah. And then the worst thing about this movie is I watched it with my dad and he was like, that was an enjoyable movie. And I'm like, oh, no. Like,
why?
I found out my father has horrible taste in movies. So, yeah. I watched that movie. I rated it 3.
Mm-hmm.
3 is a very generous rating. I don't know. Ever since everything I've seen Channing Tatum in,
mm-hmm.
when he tries to go serious, I'm like, you're a goofball.
Yeah. He doesn't do serious. Like, yeah.
He is make a movie about, like, AIDS. And I'll take you serious. Don't try to be like...
He's just so good as a goofball that it's hard to take him seriously.
Yeah.
It's like you like when guys who...
Like, I get it, you're, like, a goofball action star, but don't, like, you can't be a serious action star after you've been a goofball action star so much.
Paul Rudd's never done, like, a super serious thing, has he?
I don't think so.
I feel like the Paul Rudd would be hard to do a serious role.
Because he was in, like, that one horror movie a long time ago, and mm-hmm. even that he wasn't serious.
Yeah.
Clueless, I guess, is his most serious role.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, there's some parts of Ant-Man that was very serious. But...
I mean, there's a different... I mean, get being serious but
in a movie
but being your character serious the whole movie. it's a little different.
Yeah, when the AIDS movie with Channing Tatum and Paul Rudd comes out, then they'll be serious. But
yeah, you're like 50-50 Seth Rogen, he's serious in that movie, but
he's also Seth Rogen.
Yeah, he's also like, a goofball.
If I was going through cancer or chemotherapy,
yeah,
and Seth Rogen was my friend, he's still Seth Rogen.
Exactly. He doesn't change just because someone has cancer.
So, yeah, there's that. Now let's move on to TV. I forgot.
Were these the season finales?
No.
Okay. I always find...
Next week is the season finales.
Okay, because I feel...
Two of the shows.
Okay, so they already happened in real time. Because they happened tonight when we're recording. So they would have already happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like they're going to abruptly end for some reason. They're just going to be like, oh, it's over.
Pretty much.
Well, especially Ballers.
Ballers, I imagine one of them has to be dead.
Yeah, maybe one dies. The Rock dies, and they're like, oh.
That was such a weird ending last week for Ballers, where he's like, I have a kid. He got called sugar tits the whole time.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're pregnant. Remember how rocky our marriage is? Well, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that a problem? I don't remember that being a problem in their relationship that
they couldn't have
a kid.
Yeah, they were trying to have a kid for a while.
Okay.
I don't think it was a problem. I think they were just trying for a while.
Is that a bigger plot?
That was like one little
element
plot point
than like the pills that they never mention?
It was a bigger plot point than the pills, and they're still not mentioning them. And was it, didn't, what's it, Rob Corddry, didn't he pop some pills too?
Yeah.
I feel like they're all popping pills.
They're all doing like a bunch of drugs. It's like Entourage.
Yeah.
Except in Entourage, they're like, look at us do drugs, and it's a problem.
Yeah, exactly. This, they're saying, oh, it's fine. It's perfectly normal.
That's a lot of powdered sugar or whatever.
Yeah.
But this one, they're like, pills are a normal part of life. You just see him take his vitamins and stuff all day.
Yeah.
He's all about that vitamin C. I don't know.
It's a weird ending to Ballers this week, too. The dude from... Oh, you didn't get out of the season of Walking Dead, but the dude from Walking Dead, that auto repair guy, the guy ended the career. That's good dudes in Walking
Dead. That was awesome. I liked it. I was like, that's so weird.
But I didn't understand what was going on.
Like, he hit the cameraman.
He hit the cameraman, and then he's laughing. Why? Like, that's not good. That dude's hurt.
He, like, nailed the dude. He flew. Him.
And then, like... What also bugs me is stuff like that, is that you wouldn't... I mean, I guess you could justify it this way, but you wouldn't... They wouldn't be showing the first pitch on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they never show that first pitch on TV. But I guess if you did nail a dude, they could be showing a highlight on TV.
Yeah.
Doing that. But for some reason, it bugs me when stuff that they wouldn't be shown on TV is shown on TV and some other characters watching it on TV, and they wouldn't normally see that. But that's just my own thing. But I didn't get it. Wouldn't they, like, do something?
But now he's infamous, I guess. He said how he wasn't famous, and now he's, like, infamous.
Yeah.
Like, he's for sure going to be on SportsCenter that night.
I guess he wanted that or something.
Yeah. Because he's like, no one ever chanted my name. No one ever wanted me to come back. You just, like, gave me a mercy kill.
Yeah.
That's what I think he said.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said, yeah.
Now, The Brink.
Mm-hmm.
Every week I fall more and more in love with the show.
The Brink. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
So the dude was his uncle. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
We were saying his grandfather.
But yeah, his uncle.
Those guys are brothers.
Yeah.
So that's his uncle.
The Oompa Loompa from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Yes. And the dude from Mr. Deeds are brothers.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so much fun. We'll see how it goes, though.
Yeah.
How did that episode end?
Trying to remember back. Well, they're switching out power. Oh, and then the dude... Oh, there's a missile going to Israel.
Yeah.
And that's how it ended, right?
Yeah, like, the two guys are
they
drunk.
They have to convince... Oh, the two guys are drunk, and they're the only pilots we have.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to try to intercept the missile, because the one president, he already launched it, and he's got... unless he calls it off, he's going to do a suicide mission into Israel. So I think that's where it left off.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much all that happened, is they tried to put they did put the other dude in power.
Mm-hmm.
But he just wants to nuke India or something instead of Israel. And they're like, one problem at a time.
Yeah.
And then they launched the missile, and they got to convince the dude. So that sounds like I wonder how you do a season two with this show.
Yeah.
if you can get Jack Black. Back. Yeah.
Or if that's what I think.
That's what I think of The Rock too. Can you get him back for Ballers too? I guess.
Do you think we're ever gonna go to like a British style TV thing where they're just like, you'll get another season when we get with you one?
I mean, I don't know. Understand why we don't for like a.
I think
HBO
our TV show qualities
thing
would be much better.
Yeah, because I kind of like the fact it's like 10 episodes. Because then you don't have you do 20 episode seasons, you're getting like,
it's a real stretch.
There's a lot of crap in there.
Yeah,
like Walking Dead's good too, because it's like 16.
What if it was like a 3-episode season of like 2-hour episodes?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Sherlock does that with, like, they're, like, 2 hours, solid 2 hours, mm-hmm. and it's, like, only 3 episodes a season, though.
Yeah.
And those seasons, sometimes you won't get one for 2 years. Blackadder, British TV show from, like, the 80s,
mm-hmm.
just announced they're going to have a new season. They're adding a fourth season.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I like that show because each season is, like, a different historical period. So one's, like, medieval times, another one is World War One, another one, I forgot another one was... But it's like really fun. So mm-hmm. it'll be interesting to see.
I think we'll be doing more of that because, I mean, it's really hard. You can't really do it in network television,
mm-hmm.
but you can do it for any other, like any other cable
like
channel,
Detective
pretty much
stuff.
Any other premium channel.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier. And that way, like, you don't screw it. Like that's where problems like Entourage, the show just keeps going on. You're like, what are you doing? Like, you take they made a movie, but like,
they felt like obligated.
Yeah. But if you take a break, I mean, I guess Heroes kind of did that, but they just ran it into the ground and then they built it, brought it back.
Yeah.
But, like, those, if you can, just, you need an idea. And if usually shows are like season after season, they have to just keep coming up. And how do you up an ante of a show and you don't have time to think about it?
So. Yeah. Weird. Lastly, Rick and Morty. Yes. Oh, no, not lastly. I want to talk about another show I saw.
Okay.
Rick and Morty, though.
Rick and Morty right now?
Yeah.
I love this episode so much.
Oh, my God. Such a fun episode.
I loved it so much.
The intro was great.
It was so simple. It was all in the same place, except for all the flashbacks and stuff. Yeah. But like, I love the intro. Because
with Mr. What was his name? Pencil Butt or something like that?
Something like that. Something like that. I can't remember. It was pretty.
I found that whenever I watch Rick and Morty now is I watched the week before his episode.
Yeah.
And then I'll watch the new episode again. Okay. Because that's like I had to watch that. As sad as that part was at the end, I had to watch
it. Had to see it again.
Yeah. So it's like, oh man, such a, that last episode was so much fun though. With all the different, the hammer eye.
Yeah.
And like the, I think it was like, called the reverse giraffe, where it's the long body neck.
Yeah. They just keep coming up with creative ideas and I'm like, I always think they're, like, wasting it. Like, you're wasting that. That could be a whole thing. Yeah. But then they're, like, they come up with even better ideas. They're, like, really creative about the crazy stuff they're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's just... It makes sense. This last episode, it makes sense why they renewed for a third season.
Yeah. Yeah.
If one of those characters came back, I'd be so happy.
Yeah. They're, like, you're filling a whole room of people, like, with just, like, crazy ideas.
Yeah. Just... And it's, like, it's weird because they... It was kind of, like, its own thing.
Yeah.
You could conceivably, well, no, you couldn't conceivably bring someone in for this at one episode because they'd be so confused.
Yeah.
But also, I liked how that butler was there. And then, like, because they changed the intro every season so far.
Yeah.
And, like, the butler was in the intro this season. And I'm like, are we going to see that?
Yeah.
Is this something they just did?
Yeah, because it seems like some of that stuff they just never get to, right? They never do it.
It's like the robot Morty.
Yeah. Exactly. So I always think they're, oh, you're just, like, you're taking from the show. But I guess they can always use those ideas if they have them. But
yeah, this was probably, this one, and I think it was, the first or the second episode? I think those were my two favorites. With the cloud, fart.
Yeah, that was good. Those were this season's really good.
Yeah. Last show I want to talk about. I would start my family. I've been hanging out with my parents more, so I think they're getting older. And they started watching California Gold with Teal Hauser.
Mm-hmm.
I watched this episode on Pismo Beach. Fascinating.
Interesting.
Talk about Pismo Beach clams, which I didn't know was a thing. They're known for their clams.
Really?
Like, clam capital of the world, apparently, was Pismo Beach.
Did not know that.
But they don't do any commercial clamming there. And the whole population destroyed the environment for clamming, so now no one clams there. Really interesting, though. Hmm. I just love Huell Hauser. I think everything he says, he puts a smile on my face. I think everyone should watch Huell Hauser. Feel a little older. And a new section, music. My favorite band in the world right now, Ghost, released a new album, Meliora. It's so weird. I don't know. It's like they say it's a heavy metal satanic band. I don't know. I like the whole mythology of the band, though, because they got a new, quote-unquote, got a new lead singer, like they do every album. And they said they fired the other guy for not indoctrinating enough youth and destroying the Catholic Church. So that's fun. But yeah, this album's pretty sick. Much shorter than I thought it'd be, though. I think it's only like 45 minutes or something.
Oh, yeah?
Huh. It's kind of disappointing. Uh-huh. And then Thursday, they were doing an acoustic concert at Amoeba Records, and I couldn't go to that. That was disappointing. But I'm supposed to see them in October, at the end of October, so that should be fun. And one of their songs sounds like a song that belongs in Scooby-Doo. It's, like, really weird. They have, like, a theremin in it and stuff.
Really?
It's so bizarre.
Huh.
But I dig it. So, if you're into weird music... That, and then someone yesterday showed me this metal band, quote-unquote metal band, where it's four cellos, and they do covers of Metallica songs. No words, just cellos. And it sounds so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what that band was called, though. Anyways, let's move on to our discussion. Inappropriate Halloween costume for kids. I don't think anyone tweeted in this week.
I don't think so.
Edwin said he was supposed to call in, but I can't find my cable. So, sorry. I'll see him later, though, so I'll tell him sorry in person. Let's see. What is happening? Yeah, so can you think of any?
I mean, I already said my one. I said Breaking Bad, which I thought was a good one last week, but I shouldn't have used that as an example. Because I kept thinking, I was like, I couldn't really pinpoint, couldn't really find.
I thought about one just now. What about, like, Freddy Krueger, the new Freddy Krueger, mm-hmm. where he is a child molester?
Oh, yeah.
Before he gets burned.
It's kind of... You get the costume before he becomes Freddy Krueger.
Well, he's always Freddy Krueger.
I know, but before he's like
a monster. Before he's, like, burned and...
Yes. Like Jason's always Jason.
Because then he's, like... Then he's worried... Because then he's just a child molester. But after he gets burned and everything, he's just going around killing kids. He's like a serial killer.
That's almost better, right?
What? That he's only a child molester?
No. Or that he's serial killer? What's worse? Is it worse the before he gets burned because he's a child molester? Or is it worse after because he's killing kids?
One could argue
it's better that he's killing
kids. And also, to be fair, he's just getting revenge on the vigilantes who burned him alive. Because he goes around killing all the kids of the parents who were throwing like Molotov cocktails and burned down the shed that he lived in.
Yeah.
Kind of fair.
True, yeah.
Sure, he's a bad guy, but that's how bad guys react.
He's got motivation.
Bad guys.
Yeah, he's got a motivation. See, Marvel needs to look at characters like this. Give him a motivation.
Why does Loki want... Well, that makes sense.
Well, Loki has a motivation, but...
What's up with Thanos?
What does Thanos want?
What about Ronan?
Yeah, what the heck? Ronan's just his people. Who cares?
Yeah. I get Zod. Kind of.
Like, not really. He could have gone somewhere else. I still don't get that. Just go somewhere else.
Mars is empty.
Yeah, exactly. It's right there. Well, the Manhunter's still out there, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if it exists in this DC world where they're like, no Martian Manhunter.
No jokes.
No jokes.
No talking animals.
We'll never put the Joker in. He tells jokes.
What else would be very inappropriate? I can't think of any other thing.
I mean, I guess like a gangster.
Like a boxer, Scarface?
I keep thinking of a gangster with like
a cigar
in their mouth for some reason.
What about
I don't know why.
The kids from Flowers in the Attic.
Oh.
If you had like two kids. If you had like a son and daughter and you dressed them up as like the kids from Flowers in the Attic. Are you familiar with them?
I know the...
Like the story about it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Allen. Roman Polanski. There you go. Those are some very inappropriate costumes. I don't know. Pinhead still seems very inappropriate to me.
Yeah, they do. But they're back. They're in a commercial.
What?
The Pinheads. Or is that the cone heads?
That's not inappropriate at all.
The pinhead is very inappropriate. What are the pinheads?
Pinhead is from Hellraiser. He harvests human souls.
Mm.
That's what inspired this whole discussion.
Oh, okay.
I saw a costume for kids. I saw one for like a 9-year-old kid. Yeah. And I'm like, that seems a little inappropriate.
Yeah, they like make costumes for everything. It's weird.
Yeah. Do you think?
I think they like. This is a market for like weird parents who are like, I want to make my kid into something weird and then I can laugh at him.
Yeah. What if it was King Kong and the person dressed their daughter as like the woman from that movie that gets like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like a baby.
Yeah.
You dress your baby up like a famous Hollywood actress and you just carry her around. Oh, that's actually a pretty good costume.
I like that.
That's a fun costume.
Yeah.
We don't know what King Kong's intentions are with this woman, though.
No. I think he's just trying to protect her.
Yeah.
I think.
Because he's like, look at these savages.
Yeah,
look. They have bones in their nose and stuff.
Exactly. I think he's just trying to protect her.
Oh, Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that, too, though.
I think that exists.
You never see a Buffalo Bill costume, though.
No, you really don't. No. He kind of steals the show. Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, most characters from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Do how young do you think you can dress someone up as a Game of Thrones character? Like, if I went online and looked for a costume for, like, Daenerys Targaryen, what do you think is the youngest costume I can find?
I bet you can find kids stuff.
Made, licensed
costume. I don't know.
Do you think there are any licensed costumes for Game of Thrones?
I don't know.
There has to be, right?
Yeah. I'm sure there are.
I just see, like, the cosplay side of it so much that I assume all of it's, like, handmade.
Yeah. Like, I see so much cosplay, I don't know what the actual, like, costumes are.
Yeah. I think that's probably the worst. Like, Game of Thrones has some... If you're, like, Jaime Lannister.
Yeah, they've all done pretty awful things. Cersei Lannister. Everybody on the show.
Joffrey. If you're dressing up your kid as Joffrey, you hate your child.
Yeah, I think so.
What if it's a poison Joffrey? No, because that means... It's bad because that means they have to know... Usually the kid has to know what they're dressing up as.
Yeah. That's what I think.
And that means they're being exposed to Game of Thrones.
I think it's a lot of parents who are, think they're funny. But if a kid actually asks for that and then they want it...
Then it's even worse.
Then it's worse because you're like, why are they watching
this? Why do they know about Game of Thrones?
Yeah. They should not know this.
They should not know about, like, Joffrey putting a bunch of arrows in a prostitute.
No. No.
Okay, so next week. Since we were talking about theme parks earlier, we were talking about Nintendo. What theme park ride or experience would you like to see based on movie, TV, or a video game? And, like, Marvel's coming out with their whole thing. Star Wars Land is happening. All this stuff is happening. Maybe you're like...
This deserves to be a theme park.
Or maybe this should come back. Like, on Universal Studios, they used to have this E.T. ride that you'd sit on a bicycle, and you'd go through, and then at the end, E.T. would say, like, thank you, Drew. Thank
they
you.
They knows your name?
Yeah, like, I guess you had to give your name before.
How does it know how to pronounce your name?
I think you say it, and then they know how to type in what it sounds like.
Ooh.
I thought it was so magical when I was a kid, though, because I didn't know how it worked. And then my mom was like, oh, I just gave this lady, like, a piece of paper that said your name on it.
It's funny.
And then you have, like, a basket in front of you that E.T.'s supposed to get in, and, like, sometimes his head would be down, and his head would go up and stuff. And I, like, reached my hand around and touched his face. I was that kid. I was like, I got to touch E.T. So, yeah, tell us what you think would be awesome. Oh, I think I got some.
Got one.
I got a few. Okay, so come back tomorrow, and we'll talk about This Week in Movies in the Now, and some trailers. Or not. We'll see. That's a surprise. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.